Hatred and Aziat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By those angels who violently pull out the souls of the wrongdoers, and those who gently draw out the souls of the righteous, and those who glide about swiftly through space, then speed headlong to carry out the commands of Allah, and those who regulate the affairs of the world, the day on which the quake shall cause a violent commotion, which will be followed by another violent commotion, and on that day hearts shall be pounding with terror, and sight shall be downcast. The unbelievers say, shall we really be restored to our former state when we shall have become hollow bones? They further say, it would then be a fruitless restoration. They should know that it shall be only a single shout, and they will be back to life in open plain. Have you heard the story of Musa? His Rabb called him in the sacred valley of Tua and said, go to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds, and tell him, have you the desire to purify yourself? If so, I shall guide you towards your Rabb, so that you may fear him. And Musa showed Pharaoh the mighty sign, but he denied and disobeyed. Then he quickly turned back, assembled his people, and made a proclamation, I am your Lord, the Most High. Consequently, Allah seized him for punishment, both in the hereafter and in this life. Surely in this there is a lesson for the God-fearing. O mankind, is your creation harder than the heaven that he built? He raised its canopy and fashioned it to perfection. He gave darkness to the night and brightness to the day. After that he spread out the earth. Then from it he brought forth its water and its pasture, set its mountains, and made them beneficial for you and your cattle. When the great disaster will strike, day when man will call to mind all that he had striven for, when hell shall be placed in full view of all, then he who had rebelled and preferred the life of this world shall have his abode in hell. But he who had feared standing before his Rabb and curbed his evil desires shall have his home in paradise. They ask you about the hour, when will it come? But it is not for you to know or tell its timing. Only your Rabb knows when it will come. You are but a warner to him who fears it. On that day when they shall see it, they shall feel as if they had stayed in this world only one evening or one morning.